Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project.
In our last episode, Marla told Anil that she was probably not going to continue working at the shop as she wanted no problems with Bibi. She went for her pap smear results, accompanied by Anil, and was told she had abnormal cells which could be frozen. Later, at a kwekwe for Catalina, Marla told her she was concerned about Bibi's attitude towards her, but Catalina advised that it was up to her and Anil as to the future of their relationship. Simon called Catalina inside and said he was annoyed by the ceremony and grabbed her when she tried to go back. Denzel entered and warned him to keep his hands off his mother. Catalina told Myrtle to tell everyone that the kwekwe was over as she was not sure about getting married. As we return, Alexis is excited as she prepares for the wedding.
Oh gosh, look at my dress, boy. I write to Lashaw this afternoon. My mother finally getting married.
Actions that can be taken nationally to help in the fight against climate change.
Denzel?
What, Alexis?
You not excited?
Right now, I'm just trying to focus on my research. I don't have no time with no wedding.
Seriously? This is your mother wedding day, boy?
Make investments in renewable energy. Switch from fossil fuels to other renewable sources such as solar, hydropower, and wind.
Mommy gonna look so good in she dress. I really hope I will be as beautiful as her when I get married.
Buildings. Use energy efficient lighting and appliances in homes. Efficient ventilation and cooling system and adequate insulation, yeah.
Who knows? It might be Jaden I end up marrying. Me, he would make some real cute babies though.
Some people just don't get it when you're trying to ignore them.
Use biofuels as petrol replacement and more fuel efficient vehicles.
I want 3 children. 2 boys and a girl. The girl will be a pretty princess like me.
Lord have mercy. For industry, more energy efficient electrical equipment, heat and power recovery, recycle and use eco-friendly substitute like reusable grocery bags for plastic bags.
You listen to me, Denzel.
You came in here disturbing me from my research.
Why are you doing research on your mother wedding day, Denzel?
Avoid deforestation, invest in reforestation and afforestation.
What's afforestation?
You just write CSEC.
And pass all me subjects with grades 1 to 3. Wham.
However, afforestation is basically creating a forest where there wasn't one before.
Oh, okay.
Okay, agriculture. Improve crop and land management. Improve rice cultivation techniques, livestock and manure management, and improve energy efficiency. All right. So, are you looking at me, sir?
I just don't understand why you're not excited about mommy wedding.
Because she marrying a fool.
Okay, yes. Simon got the ways. But you have to look at the bigger picture.
Which is basically you just getting to go to America.
Why you can't just be happy for your mother and be thankful that we're getting the opportunity to migrate and study finally?
Simon doesn't deserve mommy. He's a controlling freak and I am not going to any wedding.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you.
Auntie Martha, I can't do this. I can't marry Simon.
Talina, I know he's difficult, but think about you and your children's future.
Look, I'm sure I could find a man who will treat me right. I'm young, good looking, and go to invite me.
Oh, Lord. Look, I know your reasons for not wanting to marry him, but who else will take care of you the way he does? Eh? Remember, he's going back to America as soon as the wedding is over.
And I will still be married to him.
Look, you have to think about bread and butter. The children have needs. You have needs. We have bills. Eh? How are we going to take care of all of this without Simon?
Auntie Myrtle, I will find a way. Okay.
So you're going back into sex work?
I didn't say that.
Then how?
I have my cosmetology certificate. I could open a little place right here.
Catalina, you have to face reality.
Auntie Myrtle, I'd rather me and my children scrape and get by than marry that beast.
Hey, here's how this house quiet Saturday. Like nobody getting married.
Hi, Auntie Shelley. Mommy in the bedroom with Auntie Myrtle and Denzel in her room doing more research on climate change.
Oh, how about the mister?
Mr. Simon getting dressed by a friend.
Well, I come to help Kathleen get dressed. I hope Myrtle ain't got nothing for tell me today because I'm not here for it.
Oh, hi, Shelley.
Auntie Myrtle, mommy all right?
You talking to me, Auntie Myrtle?
Yes. I would like to have a private word with you.
Look, if it's cause you want to cuss me out or something, this end the day.
No. Alexis, will you excuse us, please?
Okay. I go in and check on mom.
Mm-hmm. I have a favor to ask you, Shelley.
I know it's something you don't want to make you talking so nice to me.
I need you to talk to Catalina. She said that she's not marrying Simon.
Oh, son of Mary of Jerusalem. It's what do, Catalina. I left me warm bed by the hug up with me nice husband. And I spent $30,000 yesterday just for this weave. And she ain't what?
Can you please talk to her?
You don't have to ask me. She got to stop letting she emotions get in the way and learn to take advantage of the situation. Catalina!
I don't care what you say, Shelley. Nobody gonna convince me to marry that man.
Well, child, you gonna got to find back me $100,000 and give it back to me. Shoes, clothes, hair, and makeup. I can't bother. Catalina? You're too soft.
I am not happy with the way he treats me.
But it's not like you're going to be living with him. He going back to America next week. I remember he's a big man. When you reach America, you live with him for 2 months and then make your heights.
Shelley, I can't do it.
So all them people you're going to disappoint today, I know Pepper going to cause.
I'm sorry.
Simon know this?
I don't care. I said it last night, but he didn't take me seriously. He's by a friend getting dressed.
Hey, what is this?
Good riddance. They got a man in town like me, and it seems as if he will laugh. So, I think I can pursue that.
Well, you ain't waste no time. You don't got one line up.
You allow me, eh?
And what gonna happen to all the food?
People gonna eat it and carry it home, that's all.
Well, I support you at whatever decision you make. I don't agree, but I support you.
Thanks.
And call Marla and Pepper and tell them the wedding call off.
Thanks.
Strong winds.
Auntie Myrtle, I agree with Mommy calling off the wedding. And I would have been disappointed if she had married Simon.
I understand, Enzo.
Look, Mommy needs to marry Mr. Simon. How could she throw away an opportunity like this?
Oh, Alexis, calm down.
Why I must calm down? Look how long they were supposed to get married. And finally, when the day reached, she back out.
Alexis?
Mommy, please change your mind.
What kind of example I will be setting for you if I marry Simon?
I don't see him as a bad person.
He's controlling. And that can lead to him being physically abusive.
But he never knocked you.
He's been mentally abusing me all these months, Alexis.
My mommy, all she concerned about is getting she permanent for go to America behind Jaden.
Why you don't shut up, Denzel?
Alexis!
Mommy, please, please, your Mr. Simon could work it out, man.
Wow.
Alexis, look, I'm sorry. The wedding is not happening.
This is so stupid!
Alexis!
No, Martin, just leave her alone. She's upset. I can go and talk to her.
Mommy, thank you for doing the right thing.
Catalina!
What are you doing here?
Denzel, please. Look, go to your room.
Why aren't you getting prepared?
Auntie Myrtle, will you excuse us, please?
Simon, please behave.
Why won't I?
If you need me, call me Catalina.
Okay.
Honey, what's going on?
Simon, I love you. But you've made it so difficult over the last few months.
If by difficult you mean wanting the best for you, what's wrong with that?
It's not your intention, Simon. Is how you do things. You make me feel so worthless, and how can that be a good thing?
Look, that was never my intention.
But that's how you made me feel, and I don't see it getting any better.
Look, the stress of living here with your aunt, the children, plus Eva was here, it was hard on me. Maybe I overreacted a few times, but I never meant any harm.
Simon, look, stop. Don't blame Auntie Myrtle and them children. I saw something in you I just don't like.
Catalina.
And not to mention you've been flirting with all these women, embarrassing me.
Look, why take something so trivial and turn it into a big deal? I'm just a friendly person. Those women meant nothing. I love you, Catalina.
Saying it and showing it are two different things, Simon.
How could you say I haven't shown you love? After everything I've done for you and your children.
You see? Here we go again with you getting angry. You grabbed me last night. When will it turn into you hitting me, Simon?
I never hit you. I have never hit a woman in my life.
Then why I feel so fearful, eh? I cannot in good conscience marry you, Simon. I can't do it. Love is not supposed to feel like this.
Catalina.
Look, I am sorry. I can't marry you, Simon.
What?
I can't do it. Look, you need to pack your things and find somewhere else to go until you're ready to leave.
I am not going anywhere.
Mommy. You all right?
Get back to your room!
Catalina? Simon! I said pack your things and get out!
You can't do this to me. All my friends and family and relatives are coming. They're coming to see us get married.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint them.
Cat! Catalina! Please! Please!
Simon?
Cat! Oh! Oh, my chest!
Simon!
Simon!
Oh, shoot!
Simon!
Oh, gosh.
Simon! Simon, are you okay?
Simon!
Oh, gosh! Simon!
Can I kill this man? Simon!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.